We learned in today's daf, generally speaking, when one sits down to a meal, all that's served during that meal is included in the initial bracha, the bracha of Amotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Or when it comes to yayin, which the Gemara in Bracha tells us requires its own bracha, is something chashav, and is not included in the Amotzi. Wine needs to have its own bracha even during mealtime. However, once you've made Ber Pir Gafen once, for instance, if it's Shabbos, and he made a gafen for Kiddush, that bracha is moitzi everything, all the wine served within that meal. However, says the Gemara, it only applies to wine drunk within the meal. But the yain which comes on account of Birchas Hamazon, that's separate from the meal. Birchas Hamazon ends the meal, it terminates that achila experience, and everything after that is considered post-suda, post-meal, which requires its own bracha. But otherwise, everything is included. Asks Tosfos, if so, then why on your Seder night do you make a bracha, a separate bracha of Hagafen per kais? We have four kaises. And we repeat the bracha of Ber Pri Hagafen four times over. Why? It's within one sitting. And shouldn't the bracha Ber Pri Hagafen said on the Kiddush include everything, all the other cases? So actually, some Farshim say there it's different because they're not coming on account of the meal. They're mitzvahs. Each one is a separate mitzvah. It's an independent entity. They don't relate to each other. It's different. It's different from wine served during a suda. It's all on account of the suda, on account of the bread. And therefore, regard it as one. But when it comes to the arba kaisis, which are connected to the four l'shoni shalgula, each one is a separate entity, a separate mitzvah, and requires its own separate bracha. Tosfos by us, however, explains it a bit differently. He says, the reason is, we have a hefsek between first and the second, for instance. We have the Haggadah, the Hallel, in which time you can't eat or drink during the Haggadah and the Hallel. Asalishtes. And he compares it to Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara tells us that Birchas Hamazon creates that termination. So you're done eating. Since between the first and the second kaisis you have Haggadah and Hallel, which don't allow you at that point to eat and drink, that creates that partition, that separation between the first and second kaisis. And therefore, new bracha is required. And the same thing can be said regarding the other kaisis, right? Between the second and the third, you have Hallel. The fourth is Pasha, that's Birchas Hamazon. So you have benching in between the third and the fourth. That explains why a bracha is needed for each kais. Tosfos raises another interesting point. He says, look, if we're going to say this svara, that the first kais, which is Kiddush, is considered separate from the second because of the Haggadah and the Hallel that come in between, then what happens to your Kiddush Makim Su'uda? He says, not to worry. It's still called Kiddush Makim Su'uda. It's a slight hefsek, but not a drastic hefsek to the point that you've really detach that Kiddush from the Suda which follows later, and therefore it's still considered Kiddush Makim Suda. Perhaps the Haggadah is part of the preparations for your Suda. You speak about the Matzah and the Mur, which are coming soon. Therefore, it really attaches the Kiddush to the Suda which will come later. So that's the Pshat, why Pesach at night we make a separate Bracha of Hagafen, one per kais. But generally speaking, everything within the Suda is certainly included in the Bracha of Hamaitzi. You know, I was learning by Rabbi Yitzchak Soloveitchik. He told over a story that occurred in the home of Rabbi Chaim Oizer Grudzinski in Vilna. He was hosting a guest, and they were middle of a meal, and then they served a dessert, which was some sort of kompot, some cooked fruit, and the guest put it aside. He wasn't going to eat it. Rav Chaim Oizer asked him, why not? He explained that he has some sort of suffix regarding the bracha. Is it considered part of the meal? Is it not? Therefore, he's putting it aside. Chaim Weizer heard that, he thought for a moment, and he turned to his guest with a smile. He says, you know, now you can eat it. Make a bracha and eat it. Why? Because at that point, you were Masiach Das. You set it aside. You're no longer going to eat it. At that point, it certainly was no longer considered part of the meal. And therefore, he says, now you have no shaila. You can make a bracha and eat it. But he added with a twinkle in his eye, but this trick only works once.